إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah wills to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. عباد الله, إن من سور القرآن التي تتكرر على أسماعنا كثيرا ونحن بحاجة إلى تدبرها ومعرفة ما فيها من الحكم والفوائد العظيمة سورة مكية قليلة الألفاظ فما عدد آياتها إلا 9 آيات عميقة المعاني أكثرنا قد سمعناها وكثير منا قد حفظناها ألا وهي سورة الانشراح. عباد الله, from the great surah, the chapters of the Quran, which we hear often and many of us have memorized, and it only contains 9 ayat. However great meanings is a surah titled Suratul Inshirah. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. ففي هذه السورة العظيمة الثناء من الله على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم, وفيها تسلية له ولأمته في الشدائد, وفيها الأمر للتوازن بين أمور الدنيا والدين, وفيها الأمر بالإخلاص والتوحيد وتصحيح النية. الله سبحانه وتعالى, He begins this surah by mentioning a blessing which He has blessed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with. He says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have we not opened and relieved your chest? Have we not given you comfort in mind? Have we not expanded your heart by filling it with light and knowledge and hikmah? And preparing your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making it ready to carry this great responsibility, which is al-Islam, and conveying the revelation to the people, and calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we not prepared your heart to turn to Allah and to work for the akhirah? Have we not made righteous deeds and good actions easy for you? Did we not give you the strength and the courage of 1,000 men when facing the enemy? And did we not give you patience in your heart and patience in your mind over the trials and the troubles? So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the most tolerant of people, the most open-hearted of people, and the most optimistic. Despite all of the difficulties which he went through and all of the anxieties, however, he remained patient as Allah had ordered him with. So in his personal life, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not live a life of luxury that many of us Muslims do. Rather, there were many struggles and difficulties. And also in his da'wah, he faced many trials and many disturbances from the mushrikun at the beginning in Mecca and then even in Al-Madina. And also in his companions, the Quraysh would harm his companions and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would feel the pain. The companions were tortured and the difficulty was felt by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like Allah said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Allah said, verily, there has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves, O companions. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. That which troubles you, troubles him. When you face harm, then it harms him. And also, as a husband and as a father in his household, the difficulties and the anxieties which he felt like every father and every husband does. And yet despite all of this, in all of these situations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was munsharih al-sadr. He was open in his heart, meaning comforted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Easy and open and relieved and comforted by Allah. Open to the laws of Islam and easy with the commandments of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how a believer should be, ayyuhal mu'minun. A believer should be open when it comes to working for the akhirah. Relaxed with al-Islam. Easy with its commandments. Open to its laws. A person should not be anxious or restricted or feel at a heavy heart when it comes to al-Islam. There are some people, hadanallah wa iyyahum, some people, they don't want to do any good. Anything they hear from the religion or any commandment that they are ordered with from al-Islam, then they don't want to answer. And if they do answer and if they do fulfill this commandment, then they do it with a heavy, restricted heart. Some people, hadanallah wa iyyahum, they speak for hours and hours when it comes to siyasa, politics. And we will stay up all night speaking about sport. And we will spend many hours speaking about business and money. And yet if a tawheed is mentioned for a minute, or the akhirah is mentioned for a small amount of time, then they find in their hearts a heaviness and a tightness and a restriction in their hearts. وَلَيْسَ هَذَا شَأْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is not how a believer should be. A believer is always at ease with al-Islam and accepting of its laws and open to its commandments. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He describes and how He differentiates between the mu'min and the munafiq. Allah said, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah wants to guide, then he opens his chest, lil Islam, for Islam. Meaning this person who is guided, one of the indicators of his guidance is that his heart and his chest and his mind is open with al-Islam, easy with the laws of al-Islam, accepting the commandments of al-Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ. And whoever Allah wills to be misguided, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّكًا حَرَجًا. Then Allah makes his heart restricted and tight and his chest is heavy when it comes to the laws of Islam. كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. As if this person is ascending to the skies. All of you know when a person, when he climbs a mountain, the higher he climbs, the more difficult it is for him to breathe. The higher he climbs, the more restricted his chest becomes. And this is the likeness of a disbeliever or a munafiq. The believer, the mu'min, the laws of Islam, his heart is open. His chest is at ease with the laws of al-Islam. The munafiq, the kafir, any law of al-Islam, he feels a restrictness and a tightness in his chest. And consider ayyuhal ibad, the dua of Musa alayhi salam. And he is Kalimullah. He is one of those messengers whom Allah spoke to directly without somebody in the middle. And he is min ulil azam. He is from the great mighty messengers. What was his dua? He said, Qala rabbi shrah li sadri. He said, Oh my Lord, open my chest. Meaning make my chest and my mind and my heart comfortable with al-Islam. Open to the laws of al-Islam. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned a second blessing that he blessed our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. He said, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. Have we not, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, removed from you the burden which was weighing heavy on your back. And this is the burden of sins. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgave any previous sins of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah removed him from the burdens of the jahiliyyah. So Allah protected him from ash-shirk even before al-Islam. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed hand, it's never touched an idol even before Islam. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never consumed alcohol even before Islam. And he never did fahisha even before Islam. And his blessed ears never heard music even before prophethood. And this is how Allah had removed the burden from his back. And then Allah mentions a third blessing. He says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And did we not raise your remembrance and elevate your reputation on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his name and his reputation and his sunnah, it is protected and it is elevated and spread around the world. And a clear proof of this is the sheer number of people across the world who believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the messenger of Allah. How many men? How many women? How many children? From the Arabs and the non-Arabs, they believe that this man Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 25% of the world's population believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. That's one in four people. If you travel the world, as an average, one in every four people you will meet will believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. In the world, there are 1.8 billion people who believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. This is وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Even in this country, in England, in the heart of the lands of the non-Muslims, in 2016, a survey was carried out, reported by the independent newspaper. And they said that the most common name for a newborn baby is Muhammad. We are only 5% of the population of this country, in the heart of Europe, and yet Muhammad is the most common name for a newborn baby. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. There is no land upon this earth except that the muadhin, he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. As the sun, it rises in the east, the name of the Prophet is mentioned. And it carries on across the globe and the name of the Prophet is being mentioned by the muadhin. And then noon comes and the sun rises and the name of the Prophet is mentioned. And then the evening comes and the name of the Prophet is mentioned. And then sunset comes and the name of the Prophet is mentioned. And the night, it approaches and the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. And this is across the globe. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name is Al-Hamid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is Muhammad. The same name, with the same meaning. Hamid and Muhammad, the same root letters. This is from وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. أَغَرُّ عَلَيْهِ لِلنُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمٌ. من الله مشهود يلوح ويشهد إذ قال في الخمس المؤذن أشهد وشق له من اسمه ليجله وضم الإله اسم النبي إلى اسمه فذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name is mentioned in the adhan, it is mentioned in the iqama, it is mentioned in your tashahud, it is mentioned by the khatib on yawm al-jum'ah on the pulpit, it is mentioned on yawm al-eid, on eid al-fitr, on eid al-adha. All of this is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name is mentioned on the days of hajj, his name is mentioned on the mountains as-safa wal-marwa, it is mentioned in the khutbah before marriage, it is mentioned in the east of the earth and the west of the earth. All of this is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. If a person believes in Allah and worships Allah and he believes in the Jannah and he believes in Jahannam and he does not say ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, he has not entered into al-Islam. This is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. In the previous holy scriptures, the divine books, Allah mentioned the name of Muhammad as Ahmad. This is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Every prophet, every messenger who came to every nation prophesied and gave the glad tidings of a prophet whose name shall be Ahmad and Muhammad, and this is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. The sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it abrogates and it has authority over all of the previous shara'i', and this is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. The angels, they mention the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the heavens. And the believers, they mention the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this dunya. Upon the earth, this is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. In the akhirah, the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shall be mentioned. The first who enters into Jannah will be our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Qala al-Sa'di rahimahullah, wa lahu, أي لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في قلوب أمته من المحبة والإجلال والتعظيم ما ليس لأحد غيره بعد الله تبارك وتعالى فجزاه الله عن أمته أفضل ما جزى نبيا عن أمته. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives optimism and hope to our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his ummah. He says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily, with the difficulty there is ease. And once again, with the same difficulty, there is another ease. And this is a glad tiding to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also to his ummah, that whenever you are in a situation of difficulty and anxiety and distress, then if you are patient, like our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was patient, then ease will come to you. And this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet started in Makkah. His da'wah started in Makkah with only a few people. And he was exiled. And then he went to Ta'if, seeking refuge, and he was harmed. And then he went to Al-Madina. And then the tribes of the Yahud, they fought against him. And the Munafiqun, they plotted against him. And the tribes of the Quraysh, they warred against him. And yet when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, then the whole Jaziratul Arab, it had come under his command. And as he had died, he had already sent an army to go conquer the Romans in Dimashq. And this is فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that verily with difficulty there is ease. And this same ease which Allah promised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is also for the believers. If you are patient, if you have iman, if you have at-tawheed. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اعلم أن في الصبر على ما تقره خيرا كثيرا. You should know that being patient over those things which you find difficult, there is much goodness. وأن النصر مع الصبر. And victory, it comes, but it only comes after patience. وأن الفرج مع الكرب. Or relief, it comes, but relief only comes with anxieties. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And ease is promised, but this ease will only come after difficulty. And then after this, Allah orders us to balance between the affairs of the dunya and the affairs of the religion, the obligations of your worldly life and the obligations of your akhirah. He said, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا فَرَغْتَ مِنْ أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَشْغَالِهَا وَقَطَعْتَ عَلَائِقِهَا, once you have finished from the preoccupations of the dunya, you have fulfilled your worldly obligations, فَانْصَبْ, then stand in front of your Lord and fulfill your obligations of the akhirah. And this is what Al-Islam calls to. Al-Islam, it calls to a balance between the dunya and the akhirah. That work 9 till 5, study in schools, progress in your education, but don't forget the obligations of the religion. So therefore, work is never an excuse to abandon the 5 daily prayers. And being at school is never an excuse not to pray Salatul Jum'ah or to pray the 5 daily prayers. But balance between them. Balance between the occupation of the dunya and the obligations of the akhirah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He finishes this blessed surah with ordering the believers with al-ikhlas and at-tawheed. He said, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, and to your Lord, turn to Him in your desire. Meaning, if you want to desire something, then desire the reward which is with Allah. And if you want to love something, then love the goodness which is with Allah. And if you want to have hope in something, then have hope in the promise which is with Allah. And if you want to rely upon somebody, then place your tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, أيها العباد, in this blessed surah, Surah Al-Inshirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions a blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, did we not make your chest and your mind and your heart open and comfortable and relieved with al-Islam? And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And this is also how the believers should be, always open and accepting the laws of al-Islam, not fighting against al-Islam. And as I mentioned, there are some people, may Allah guide us and guide them, that any command which comes from al-Islam, any halal or haram from al-Islam, then they find in themselves a tightness when it comes to this, a conflict when it comes to this. There are some people, as I mentioned, for hours they will talk about politics or support or money or marriage or anything else, and yet the mention of Tawheed for a minute, it causes them difficulty. There are some people, hadahumullah, that when they come to the masjid, they are the last to enter the masjid. And then they are the first to leave the masjid. And whilst they are sitting in the masjid, they find a tightness in their hearts. There are some people, when it comes to giving a single pound for the masjid, then they can make 1,000 excuses that this masjid is this and that and this. And yet much more they will waste on the matters of the dunya. So this heaviness and this tightness and this fighting against the laws of al-Islam, this is not from the characteristics of a believer. And we should always be open and easy and accepting the laws of al-Islam. And then there are certain matters which help us with this. The first of those matters is a strength of at-tawheed and the strength of iman. So when a person knows who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and he affirms his tawheed, and he learns about al-iman, he loves Allah. And when a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he finds his heart is open with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from those things which help a person, having an open mind and an open heart and being accepting of al-Islam, is al-husn al-dhan, husn al-dhan billah, having a good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should know that your Lord, He is al-hakim, He is the one who is wise. So any law which Allah has decreed, it is due to His wisdom and His knowledge. And therefore you have to accept these laws and abide by these laws, even if you don't understand the wisdom behind this law. But you know, Allah is al-Hakim and Allah is al-Alim, and Allah does not oppress the people. And also from those matters which help a person is anything that your heart finds difficulty with when it comes to Islam, fulfill that thing. Meaning, if coming to the masjid, your heart fights against you, then come to the masjid. If praying the salawat is difficult for you, then be patient and pray the salawat. If giving charity to the masjid, you find your heart going against it, then give to the masjid. So disobey a shaytan and disobey your desires in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also from those matters, and perhaps the most important of the matters is a dua, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He opens your chest and He opens your mind to al-Islam. We said Musa alayhi salam, and he used to make the dua, Rabbi shrah li sadri. Oh my Lord, open my chest, make my mind comfortable, make my heart open to your revelation. And this is Musa alayhi salam. And then how about us? And we all of us, we say, at the end of the salah, we say, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me upon your dhikr, and help me upon your shukr, and help me to worship you properly. Meaning, open my heart, and open my mind to this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make the dua, Allahumma la taj'al dunya akbar hammina. Oh Allah, do not make this dunya our greatest ambition. Meaning, make the akhirah the greatest ambition. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And do not make this dunya the pinnacle of my knowledge. وَلَا تُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. And do not give authority over us those who do not show mercy to us. عباد الله. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيم الصلاة.